Hey guys, it's Brother Peter. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm here with another soul winning tip today. And the soul winning tip is this: allow the sinner to save face. Allow the sinner to save face when preaching about hell. And what I mean is this: we shouldn't just be berating soul winner. We shouldn't be berating sinners, rather, out soul winning. We shouldn't be berating the lost. And we should allow them to save face a little bit so they don't feel like we are standing atop a pedestal and thumbing our noses at them and looking down at them. When preaching about hell, we should use a little tact. We should use a little dexterity and be wise about how we approach this so we don't turn people off. Because the goal isn't to berate sinners and to just disparage them and make them feel like they're the scum of the earth. And you can be bold out soul winning and still allow the potential convert to save face a little bit. And there's a couple ways that I do this out soul winning. First of all, when you're preaching Revelation 21:8, and you're preaching that all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, here's what I like to say. I like to say, the Bible says right here that all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. It says all liars are going to hell. And I say, now, that wouldn't be good news for me because I know I've told lies before. So right away, I'm claiming the verse for myself first. And I am not just separating myself completely from the sinner as if I am on a different level than them, or that I am, you know, as if I'm some righteous religious person who believes that I'm better than them. I don't want to give them that impression. So what I do is I claim the verse first. I say, I know I've told lies. That wouldn't be good news for me if I didn't know what the Bible said about how to go to heaven, because I know I've told lies. And then I say, have you ever told lies? So I'm kind of using it as an opportunity also to build rapport a little bit with the sinner, in that we're finding something in common, like, hey, I know I've told lies. I know I've done these sins. Have you ever told lies? And they say, yeah, of course. So of course I've told lies before. Another way you can help the sinner to save face a little bit and not just, you know, kind of really make it feel like you're coming down hard on them. And look, of course, you have to preach hell. You have to preach hell. It's not something that is able to be avoided. It's not... you can't circumvent the topic of hell out soul winning. Sometimes people try, but look, there's no soul winning if you don't preach about hell. I mean, what are they getting saved from? That's why the Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, they don't, I mean, what do they think the Bible is talking about when it says the word saved over and over? What do they think you're getting saved from? You're getting saved from hell. And so you can't get around this issue of hell, but you can preach it with some tact. You can preach it tactfully. And so they don't tense up, and they don't want to distance themselves from you, and they don't feel uncomfortable, because some people, they just, you know, we live in a it's been called the snowflake generation, where people just really, they just can't handle someone telling them that they're wrong or telling them the truth about some things that makes them feel uncomfortable. So the first tip would be, the first way to go about this would be to you know, first you adopt the verse for yourself. You adopt Revelation 21:8, and you say, I know I've told lies. Have you ever told lies? And they say, yeah, of course. We've both told lies. Another way I do this, and I think this works. Look, it works. I win many people to Christ with my presentation, so I don't think that this method, you know, prevents them from showing them that they're lost. I think it helps, but it just helps to show them that, look, we all need a Savior. And it helps to not make them feel like I'm just pointing them out. Like I'm not knocking their door and just saying, you're the only one that needs a Savior. You're the only one that sinned. I haven't sinned. Some other people, you know, they're okay. But you need a Savior. It helps them feel like it's common to all men. So another thing I do, you know, is when I'm preaching Romans 3:23 or, you know, just Romans 3 in general, Romans 3:10, there's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I will say to them, you know, say, for example, the guy's name is Mike. I'll say, you know what, Mike, you seem like a nice guy. And, you know, I bet if somebody asked me, like, hey, do you know Mike? I would say, yeah, I know Mike. He's a good guy. In my opinion, he's a good guy. But, you know, the Bible says there is none that doeth good. No, not one. So The Bible says there's not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. So I kind of show him like, hey, look, I'm sure your fellow man thinks you're a good guy. You seem like a nice guy, but in God's eyes, none of us are good. There's none good but one, that's God. So again, you're not making it feel like you're thumbing your nose down at them or looking down at them or just being condescending and knocking on their door just to berate them. And people do this out soul winning. The Ray Comforts of this world don't just go down the Ten Commandments and say, oh, you know, you've lied and, you know, do you hate your brother in your heart? Yeah, I bet you do. You're a murderer according to the Bible. And, you know, have you ever lusted after a woman in your heart? You're an adulterer and you're probably, you know, you probably even committed real adultery. And, you know, you have a statue of Mary. You're an idolater. Look, bad idea. Allow the sinner to save face a little bit. Build some rapport with them and find some common ground with them and say, look, I was in your position. And in fact, I am a sinner as well. I'm not here telling you that I'm any better than you. I'm just telling you what the good news is, how you can escape the penalty of that sin. What else do I do when preaching hell? I know there's something else that I do that's slipping my mind when I'm preaching hell. But don't disparage them. Don't make it seem like you're looking down at them and like, yeah, buddy, you're really bad. You deserve hell. You deserve to burn in hell. You're such a wicked sinner. It's just not a good idea. It's not the way to go about things, and it's the way some people think you're supposed to do soul winning. Some street preachers are like this. They think that you're supposed to just disparage people and rip on them in order to show them that they're a sinner, but then they never even really tell them how to get saved. It's like they're just looking to offend people, and that's it. And the goal isn't to offend people. If the gospel offends, then that's their problem. But the goal isn't to offend. The goal is to preach the gospel and to help them understand that, look, the reason Jesus died for everyone, here's the last thing I do. I say to them, hey, have you ever heard that Jesus died for everyone? Because you say, yeah, everyone's lied when you go through the whole thing about lying in Revelation 21:8. And then I say, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard that Jesus died for everyone? And they say, yeah, I've heard that. And then I say to them, well, that's because everyone deserves to go to hell. So it's not just me, it's not just you, it's not just the really bad people, but it's actually everyone that deserves to go to hell. It's me, it's you, it's everyone. Condemnation came upon all men because of sin. So that's a way that you could help the sinner to save face and make a smooth transition into the gospel before you go any further and make them to not be on the defensive and try to bring them over to your side a little bit before you're about to preach them faith alone, salvation, and to try to win them to Christ. All right, so that's a soul winning tip. I hope you guys are having a great Thanksgiving, and it's beautiful here in New York. It's just a beautiful autumn day. God's been very good over here in this part of the country on the East Coast, New York and New Jersey. So I hope you're enjoying the time with your family and with your friends. And I hope you've been enjoying these videos. Subscribe to this channel, like this video, and let me know what you think. All comments are welcome, positive and negative. Let me know what you think. All right, guys, have a good night.